Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're back in your life once again. You just saw me and JB over there cutting it up with the DIY team and their new polishers. Now we're here for the normal, regularly scheduled cleaner cast. That was fun, though. We might have to do that more often. Short episodes like that, that's fun.
Yeah, it was quick. It was like lightning round.
Yep. Yeah, I appreciate JB stepping in. I had some prior commitments, so thank you for doing that.
Always, buddy.
But it's funny because I had the entire day free, and then the one slot where I had to do it, that's when it was. So leave it to another Canadian to cause an inconvenience. Let's just say that.
Yep, classic Canadians. Yeah, it must have been drinking too much Tim's.
That's right.
Ooh. Too high on the supply.
Yep.
Coming in hot. Does Tim's ever drop anything new? Like, they have any special edition donuts or anything?
Actually, that's funny you say that, because this is their 60th anniversary.
Oh.
And so they brought back some of the classics that were too expensive to make that they stopped carrying. So there was a donut called the Dutchie. Growing up, like, my dad loved and like never shut up about it. And then they got rid of it before I was able to purchase my own things with my own money at Tim Hortons. That's how long it's been gone for. And then they brought it back. I mean, you know what? I'm going to try this. And it was probably the worst donut I've had in my life.
Oh, Jamie just wants to know if they've got like a creme brulee latte or whatever he was drinking over there.
They do. Sometimes they do like Canadian maple bits on top. Like,
okay.
They'll make a chunk and they'll use like a cheese grater situation.
Yeah.
And actually, nice. Like fresh.
It sounds like Olive Garden.
Drink a hot coffee as quickly as Jamie down one of those brulee things.
That's right.
That was wild.
Yeah. Like, most people have like a cup, and James is like, I'm on my third pot. I'm like, oh my Lord.
Yeah. Keep the caffeine coming. Got to get all hyped up, you know?
Yeah.
But JB, you know, JB was over there asking a DIY people question. Now we're back letting everybody come in here.
Mm-hmm.
Good show. We got Bill from Lithium in the back. Don't have a special video for him, but so do pull up my review of Lithium Auto Care, and we'll just narrate over it and get him on. All right.
Let's pull that up.
I barely got the DIY one up.
While Dewar's pulling that up, one of their newest products, Grime Wave. You used it, right, Jamie? You used it.
Oh yeah,
I used coating, the whole right?
Bottle. Yep, I used then I used it on a. On a big truck, what are those called? Whatever. Yeah, I used.
Do you want your latest one, Jamie? The ceramic coatings one.
It has Grime Wave on the top of the video.
Okay. Yeah, this stuff is like my new fender well, like monster. It's like a touchless cleaner for that. It was
really,
I had no brushes whatsoever, man. I just saturated it and pressure washed it off. I was very impressed. They were pretty hammered too.
I think it's this one from 11 days ago.
Sure.
Sounds about right. Jamie's lagging on his videos.
Yeah. This is
get that microfiber championship, and he's like, whatever, I'm done.
This is a dinner ceramic coat. There we go. Let me bring that up here.
Super Auto's all hyped up about that double tap promo. That's some good soap.
Ooh, great soap.
Learn all about it. Take you to the spa. All that good stuff.
Look at that freeze frame. Look at this looks like a reacher size hand right here.
Those gloves would fit me like on my fingertips. That's it.
How's the new cart, Jamie?
New car. Oh, it's fantastic. I'm glad to get that part back in action. I've been missing. I've been using the stupid gorilla ladder, and I noticed I was bending down too much. And I was like, what am I doing? I have a cart sitting around here. It still had the old pressure washer on it, though. So I had to repurpose it, get it all cleaned back up.
Pulling a cart out of the
buckets, Jamie?
You have a couple lids.
So I have recently just been putting a bucket on top of another bucket so that I don't have to bend down as much, especially when I'm, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Try
that's it. Pretty good. That's Try a pretty it. Good idea. See, we have big brain energy.
That, and I know that our resident, our favorite resident from Georgia, Mountain Town Detail, he had, I think it was like a bucket buddy where it was like a lift.
Like
it's taller. Like a foot and a half. Yeah. And so, like, it actually brings up your buckets because he had that when he was still in Montana. And I thought that was super cool.
All right, fast forward to the flat panel. Show how flat this panel was. These are three strong coatings too.
This isn't a $30 video.
So much junk. Yeah, there ain't no $30.
That pollen will wreck it.
You should see it right now. It's like completely yellow.
Oh. I don't need to be watching this in 4K right now. Let's just bump that down a little bit.
Yeah, let's bump this down. That Canadian Wi-Fi is struggling over there.
Yeah.
Bump it up a couple more seconds. Look at that panel, how flat it is.
Go. It looks like I installed OP Pro on it.
Yeah. We did figure out, we think JB didn't polish off, you know, that old diamond box. Because sometimes diamond coatings are kind of hard to get off.
I think it was. I thought I gave enough passes, but it wasn't until I polished it the second time that I felt like confident that this next coating was going to stick.
Yeah. Look at this radioactive looking bottle. I love that.
That's Grime Wave. It is radioactive. And we'll ask Bill about it.
You used it 1-to-1 in there?
1-to-1. I stretched it out a little bit. And, the coatings are going to help too. So I didn't want to just blast them.
Full
strength. I can stretch it out a little bit. But here we go. Grime Wave is going to bring down this sap, this pollen, all this nasty stuff on these coatings.
So you name it, it's hitting. It's
pretty impressive. What?
You name it, it's taking it out.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yep.
I'm just going to adjust this quickly. I'm a little hot.
You a little hot? Oh, that light's hot, huh? JB used that Chemical Guys 8-stage polishing step. Didn't do a dang thing. I'm telling you, didn't get a swirl out. Didn't get the coating off. Didn't do a dang
thing. Oh, man. Shout out to learning, though. Let's be real.
You ain't lying, Rick Smith. We ain't heard a peep. You'd think if they knew what they were doing over there, they'd go ahead and get
out. Are they still in business?
Very probably not. Look, I know they're pretty good, at paints and other coatings in different industries, but
right.
Stay in that industry then.
Stay in that, stay in y'all's own lane. You know what I'm saying? Stay over there. Get the spraying it off. Come on, guy. Get to it. I need to speed these.
Dewar hasn't watched this video yet, so he's
Dewar's just enjoying it. No, too far, Dewar, too far. Back up. But you missed the whole rinse off. All right, here we go.
Oh, that woke it right up. Look at that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like this is like sap too.
It's like touchless, just wizardry in a bottle.
Yep. You can see all the beads. This is the windshield coatings, but you can see down there the ceramic coatings on the paint look good too. And let me try and freestyle an intro for Bill here, and we'll get him on the cast. So
look at this offer. Hey guys, every order placed during this podcast, we got a free bottle.
Oh my goodness. Heyo, promo JB10. I think JB has a promo too. You can hit him with your promo.
I have Joey 15. It will save you 15, but JB10 will also save you 15. So yeah.
But Danny's also, if you do not win a giveaway, let's just bump this back here. Look at this. 25% off all weekend long. 25%.
Oh, okay. So they're running us. Okay. About our codes. All right. Go over there. Save you 25% off.
Or use your guys' codes. I don't care. Lower 48 doesn't matter.
Screw it. Save more money. Save the change. Use the big one.
If you haven't tried lithium, now's the time. Go get you that free bottle of Grime Wave.
I feel bad for all these businesses that need to operate with a full staff on a Monday after St. Patrick's Day, because it's probably not going to happen. So, too many people having fun.
Yeah. But anyway, one man with a good smelling shampoo called Double Tap is entering the scene to change the game for the pro enthusiast market. And he's recently come out with G-Series and introducing Grime Wave, Slick Suds, and more. He is Bill from Lithium. Welcome, Bill. Welcome to the podcast. How you doing, sir? Awesome,
Jamie. Thank you.
You know what's funny is that, that's probably the same face Jamie makes for all of his voiceovers.
It is. Yeah, I get it.
He's so good. I think the wrestling background has something to do with his ability to cut a promo on the spot like that.
Oh, that's definitely. Right.
I can do it. I can try. But Bill, how's it going? You doing good?
It's going well, guys. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Oh, doing wonderful on this Friday evening. It's been a good day. Rainy today. Lots of rain here. So looking forward to the weekend. Maybe bust out a little Double Tap action. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. It's going to be a good time.
There you go.
I will say my experience with lithium is limited. I've just used Double Tap. I do have the trim cubes. And then when Rick was purging, he wanted to keep his full bottle of Inner Space and then gave me about a third full bottle of Inner Space.
Ooh, that's some good stuff too.
So we're going to give that a rip here coming up. So,
nice. So go ahead.
Anything you need, Alex, you just let us know. We're happy to get your opinion on it.
I was talking yesterday about Double Tap, and I was explaining how this whole new influencer life of mine and filming content is it's wild to me. So every time I go out in the driveway or in the garage, I feel like I need to film something. But right. when I do want to just take that break and go, you know what? I want to just go wash my car and relax. Double tap.
For you.
So
doing it for you.
Yes. Like it's an experience. It's so good. It's so good.
It's, yeah, I remember.
What you got to do?
I was going to say, cause I remember cause Car, it was a little while ago. Carzilla had a promo where they're like, hey, if you buy this, you can get trim cubes. And I'm like, hey, I haven't dipped into lithium. Let me do that. And then, you know, it was like pretty close. I think it was like later in the winter, but it wasn't quite a point where like I wanted all, I had everything else in the line. I didn't want to jump into anything else. I'm like, I've heard nice things about double tap. Got it. I looked at the bottle and like, you know, some clear soaps, you know, you don't really think there's going to be a scent to it. And then you pop that cap and you're just sent to
the
dimension. Like the scent was so spa good.
Dimension.
Yes. And then I'm just like, I just want to keep using it. Like it is one of those really, JB put it perfect. You know, just I'm in my own Zen mood. This is what I want to use.
Yeah.
And just it cleans too. Like it's a good, like if you just foam it on and leave it and then spray it off, it does really, really good.
It's pretty spectacular. Before we get into that, Bill, give us the recap on the sale that's going on and the deal you just announced in the chat there.
Well, we are just going to give away a free bottle with every order placed. And, you know, McKenna does a great job of setting these things up and putting it all together. And we just kind of like to celebrate a little St. Patrick's Day and happy to be on the podcast with you guys. And sorry, I couldn't talk quicker, but I had to wipe the tears from my eyes after all the talk. The guys are too nice.
Hey, we've been loving some lithium. I'll tell you what. I've slept on your brand a little too long. I've used the trim cubes when they came out. They were phenomenal. They're still on the piece of trim. I got them on my truck out there. I'll go out there and wash it, and it'll still, you can still see the tape line 2 years later. And I'm like, this is like
stuff.
Crazy. Cause it, I wash it like once every 3 months. Like it is not, you know, babied, and it just hangs in there. That's some good stuff. But
I'm having a bad day, Jamie. All I do is go back to the test lab and look at old plastic that still looks good and go,
still looks
okay,
good.
Everything will be okay. And I suck in my thumb and get back to work. It's awesome.
As long as we keep the trim cubes a pumping out, I think lithium is going to be just fine. Yeah, it's some good stuff. But before we get into, let's jump into trim cubes. Why did you come out with such a strong trim restoration product like that, kind of out of nowhere for lithium? Before a ceramic coating or anything, y'all were like, we got to do the trim first.
Well,
hungry for trim, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, we were trying to find where graphene brought value to anything. And we were like, does it do anything? Is it just, I mean, it's an inert powder that people are throwing into stuff. And we're like, we don't see it. And then once you break it down into graphene oxide and it goes a little more liquid, then we started seeing it, but it worked so well with plastic that we could literally see a difference right out of the chute for durability when you combined it with the ceramic. So that's kind of how we put it together. But really, we did it because we were almost embarrassed of launching trim products and then having people say, oh, it looked really good for a week. And you're like, and so we just wanted to make something that really lasted, and it's been a road because you really have to like it or you just want to cry. You try so many formulas that don't work.
Yeah.
And 1 minute you're driving home going, yeah, kids are going to college. And the next you're like, oh, you spent so much money and it's going nowhere fast. You know, it's just been a constant project for us that never ends. And trim is we're in a visual industry, and trim is one of those things that will either make or break a car.
It changes the whole, it's like a clean car with dirty tires and dirty wheels. Like the first thing you look at is the dirt, not the clean car.
And I will say just real quick here, like if Chevy and their enthusiasts of the Avalanche just knew about these products, I mean, this would sell so much, whether it's yours, you know, whether it's other kind of trim restoration products. I mean, this, like, I don't know how many websites I see with trim restoration products that have the Avalanche kind of bed molding, if you will. And I mean, it's
the poster child for faded. It's
a perfect trim.
It literally, it's a good way to put it. The poster child of faded trim. Always. Yeah, I've done
probably 3 Avalanches by myself just because they make me so excited. But when I'm done, I'm like, I can see why these guys just gave up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's plastic. It's like, So
yeah,
but they are, every time I see one, I want to, the one you see in that picture right there, I actually was at a restaurant, came out at lunch and saw it in the parking lot and said, please let me film your car. And they probably thought I was some kind of creeper.
It's a problem we have. You have to accept it.
Yeah. And so they did call though. And that's what we did. That's right outside of our building right there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I forgot these even had graphene in them. Like I worried about what kind of coating it was, but yeah, it's a graphene ceramic trim cube. That is pretty cool.
I'm the same way when I see an avalanche, I'm like, hey, can I use some of that? So
yeah. And I noticed
like Eileen's got some Grime Wave coming our way too.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Oh, just order. Yep. You got you a nice bottle of Grime Wave. Place that order. Use that promo code they got on there. 20% off and get you that free bottle of Grime Wave. But going back to this coating, now y'all are just about ready to release the graphene ceramic coating for paint, right?
Yes.
Yep. Jay, you sent it to JB. He didn't test the lick of it.
I did test it. Hey, it's on the roof of the Mini.
How's it doing?
It's very nice. It was very nice to install. I had no issues with the install. Doer might, because that's, you know, his thing. So the rest of the car has another graphene coating on it.
Yeah.
And it's very, I don't know. I feel like the water beading almost like it has this special look to it on that type of coating. So the roof looks that way. I don't know how to explain it.
So the graphene changes kind of the water angle, maybe.
It could just be my eyes, but like they're like little jewels on the paint. Like I could explain it.
I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but you see water beating from a different angle than
I do. I have the bird's eye view of the roof of most cars, so yeah. that's where I check out the behavior.
Only JB can give you the roof update.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, JB, let us know how you like it, because I never heard back from Ed when we sent him his stuff. And I said to McKenna, I go, Ed's not saying anything because he doesn't want to hurt my feelings. He hates it. No, he actually likes it. Because
I was checking in like every couple of days with McKenna to tell her, like, I haven't done it yet, but I'm doing it this weekend. Like, I haven't done it yet. So I was keeping her like up to speed on when I was doing it.
So funny is my wife, I think I told you this before, JB, in our last get together, but my wife has a car that is half done of everything. And half of it has that coating on it. And literally I'm driving down the street looking at the hood the whole time. She's like, what are you doing? I'm watching the water beating. She's like,
it's dangerous. I also do that. I'm like looking at the sunroof, watching the water fly out as I'm driving. And I'm like, I should be looking at the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm looking forward to trying that new graphene coating too as well though. But going back to the trim cubes, I am so glad one of the best highlights of it is y'all didn't use the stupid little like paper wipes to apply it. Like the one company that I don't like at all uses, and I saw David Bradshaw, he likes those that's junk, but I love that you actually preload like an actual applicator and you get a really nice coverage with it. It stays soaked the whole time, it's not dripping all over the place. I really like the applicator. How did you wind up picking that out and making it work?
Well, what we were doing is we were making the solution. For the first year, I was just taking a microfiber or an applicator and running out to the parking lot and putting it on. And I'd slop it everywhere. And I'm like, this is not going to work. And it was just, you couldn't control it. There was an edge hanging over it. One part would rub against the plastic wrong, or you'd touch it against the paint on the car. And I said, we just need a system that is super controllable, because this stuff is serious and we didn't want to get it on windows and things like that. You can wipe it off, but you get the idea. And as soon as I started doing it, everyone around the bit, you know, they're all pretty hardcore here, and they're like, gimmick, nobody wants a sponge, you know, that's gimmick. And I felt that too, but then when I actually started using different types of sponges and we finally found the right one, I thought, it's going to be authentic. It's going to be that form's going to follow function here, because it does. You can cut corners, you can do things, you can get more juice. You don't have to take like a clean, you know, some of them you take like a Kleenex and you're trying to get it in control and they leave air bubbles.
Absolutely, and so, terrible.
Yeah, well, kind of the way that I look at it too is, you know, it's like a drying towel, for example. You can have a really big drying towel that works great, but then as soon as you start doing the side of a sedan, you know, there's danger of it hitting the ground and it's kind of out of control, and you're having to kind of really manipulate it differently. Whereas this, you know, as long as you're wearing gloves, obviously, and then manipulate that small little product, because, you know, it is an intricate thing. You know, it's usually fairly small, curvy pieces of plastic and trim that you need to be kind of laser focused with, not just willy-nilly and do what you want with it.
Yeah, agree.
Yep.
And
no, we love the applicator.
We're pretty good marketers here. Our tagline is why. I mean, it's a big sign hanging in the meeting room says why. And that's just what we are always asking is, why does it do that? How come it's like that? And that's how the whole company started in the first place, was back when I was young and I was buying pieces of crap and flipping them so I could make tuition. I was just always trying different wax stuff and going out with my buddy who was studying to be a chemist, and he is one now. He's like, why does it do this? Why does the wax do this? Why is this like this? And he's like, why do you talk so much? Just drink beer. And so
my wife is the same way. I'm like, you know, it's something as simple as like, oh, I've got like a sore throat. I'm like, why do I have a sore throat? Where did I get the sore throat from? What's going on? She's like, what does it matter? You just have a sore throat.
As we're watching the water beam. Huh, JB?
We need answers. We inhale too much graphene and then you got the cough, so that's
what you definitely don't want to be sniffing these these cubes, that's for sure. But boy, they work once you get them out of the plat. So in the future, like it comes a nice four pack here. How many vehicles does a pack usually cover?
You know, we like to say that it's two, but sometimes it's one. Sometimes people call us and go, I got halfway through, you son of a gun, send me some more, we'll send them free ones. But we just never know how hard nice they're pushing on it, or you know what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where making a claim in this industry is you better have some good kahunas, because you're going to get it from somebody.
Yep.
So in a professional setting, if I want maybe a bottle of this stuff, you know, now that you've come up with the professional ceramic coating for paint, is there maybe a future where we get a bottle of the solution?
Yeah, we've talked about it, but at the same time, it kind of defeats the purpose. The reason why we preloaded the sponges as well is because that stuff costs almost $750 a gallon at our cost for the raw materials to make it.
And so it's a very expensive coating. So you're actually doing this to also
Let's be real, Eddie's still going to buy a gallon. And still
So. He'll give it away.
Give it a deal, though.
Give it away, pour it out, one of the two.
So good, though, man.
And we just, there was just no way to control the cost. That if we just put a bottle in there at 50 milliliters, that would literally, the kit would be probably $89.
Right.
Yeah. And we just didn't feel that was going to be a way to do it.
So James, it sounds like you need like a subscription to the trim cubes, just like a replenishment.
Yeah, just keep them coming. Right. Yeah.
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 Yep.
You got paper towel and trim cubes from Amazon. There you go.
But send them on.
So do you have, like, once people start using, like, if they use a cube, you know, and they need to take a break, do you ever have people like try to put them in a Ziploc bag or like vacuum seal it to try and preserve it? Or do you have anyone trying that?
Yeah, oh, all the time. And we get phone calls like, hey, what's the shelf life if I wrap this in aluminum foil?
Put it in the freezer.
Try it and let us know.
Yeah, you will tell us because.
Yes.
Yeah.
Half the testing we do, though, is based on the questions
Becca
we
get. Like,
I have no idea.
Oh, there we go. It.
Tell us how that works, Becca Green. Yeah, I usually
worked a week later. She
says. Dang, there we go.
Hey, there he goes. Oh. Becca Green
Becca.
With the testing, with results. Yep. That's what I'm talking about. Dang.
That's right. Becca
Green, on the scene. Thank you.
Our satellite coordinator for testing the trim cubes. So appreciate that.
I did try. I got the aluminum foil, though, because I was eating a Hostess Ding Dong one time in the back when I was testing them. And I literally had eaten the ding dong and I needed a place to put the cube. So I did wrap it in that foil, but it was only for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ding dong wrappers didn't work.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. I usually just toss them when I'm done with them. I'm usually pretty spent once I've used a trim cube, though. It's usually pretty soaked out. I use all the juice in it. But moving on from that, let's go back to that soap. We all three are big fans. So that double tap action. Like Eddie reviewed, he says, like going to the spa. This is the first soap in that I've ever tried that you use soaps and you're like, this smells amazing. This is good smelling soap. Yep. This soap I used, and by the end of the wash, I was like, I love the scent, I love the smell, but I feel better. Like this is actually doing
it's
something.
It's a mood booster.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
it's,
it definitely it, is.
It's amazing.
Is lavender the scent? That's kind of what I get from it.
It's eucalyptus, actually.
Eucalyptus,
and
okay.
And it's actually not a scent. It's actually really eucalyptus oil.
Yes.
Itself. And that comes back to us wanting to be authentic about the products we make.
Yeah.
And the eucalyptus was a great suffocant. It's a good cleaner by itself.
I like that
And
word.
When we put it in to try to mix it, we were not looking at the scent at all. We were just looking at its cleaning abilities. And then someone smelled, I think somebody here smelled it, goes, God, it smells like Vicks Vapor Rub. That's gross. And we're like, yeah, but it works so good. I hope people don't mind the
it's
scent.
It's not that strong.
Yeah.
I mean, I first heard that you guys were using oils in it. My first thought was like, okay, this is a gimmick. It's going to leave.
Yeah, it's not going to rinse well.
It's not going to rinse well. It might be a little streaky or something when I go to dry, but it's none of that at all.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And that's funny because we avoid the gimmicks at all costs. It's just because I want the brand to be so authentic that we don't do those kind of things. So we kind of, once again, let form follow function. And when we put those two together, it was like, holy smokes, that really works well. And a lot of people will say, hey, you know, that may work for a single stage paint, you know, putting oils or whatever, because they're very absorbent, very porous.
Yeah,
right. It does nothing. It does nothing for a clear coat. And it really doesn't. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't take away from the clear coat. Like a lot of the solvent-based and other suffocants that are high pH, they'll actually take oils out of the paint, where this is kind of neutralizing the whole thing. So you're actually putting the oils back on. But we thought, too, there's no way that's going to rinse. Oil and water don't rinse together. How are we going to mix it?
And we do have to, speaking of mixing, we do have to address this upside-down foam cannon right on the bottle. What do you know the story?
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I do. That's my hand, actually.
So is that like just straight foam cannon in the bottle? Like, is it even mixed or is that just straight soap?
No, it was actually a mix, but we were filming and we had this crew there that I was paying by the hour, and our stupid foam cannon was leaking like crazy.
Oh no, so there we go.
I just poured half this, I poured most of the soap out of the bottle and just screwed it on. I said, sorry.
It looks like you got halfway through the infamous Jamie of the cleaner foam cannon flip, but I like that. I like that.
So now going from this soap to, I saw on the front page of your website, if Dewar wants to go back, the Slick Suds, how do they differ? And do you worry that one's going to cannibalize the other?
Well, you know, we always hope they all get along well, but we make things so as we can add value. And I bet you we probably have maybe 55 to 60 products that just sit in the back room that never see the light of day, never do anything, because we're like, what does it do for the industry? What does it do? Does it just split our line into these micro categories that are stupid, and now there's no real story? But the Slick Suds, actually, they were a formula that we've had for almost 3 years, and we just, once again, we were like, where does it fit in? How does it work? And it had graphene oxide in it, and we were like, but what it does do, and this is interesting, and I think we talked a little bit about this, we actually started using it in the power sport industry on plastics, and it leaves the surfaces so slick that I'd have to show you a picture, but some motocrossers that we have given the product to, they come back and their bikes are spotless compared to what their buddies are with all the muds and everything on them. Wearing that. Oh my gosh. You know, it's a product called Avalanche that we make, and the Slick Suds together. And they just stop that from happening. So we're like, well, that's really not our business. That's not our market. Could it fit into the automotive side? And I started using it. And I have to tell you, when I was done, you go out and you look at, I have a black truck, and I had Riley, one of our guys here, just do one panel with it. Just wash one side. And I came out and I was like, which panel did you do? After we had a big snowstorm, he goes, come here, I'll show you. And he would walk out, and literally the panel he had done was the combination of these two. And I was like, holy smokes. And he goes,
wow, I had no idea it was going to work that good. And so
that's,
we started
thinking. That's when you know you're on some good stuff.
Well, so yeah, that, what, was that the beginning of the, we should do the G series?
That was, so the G series has been around. We actually have 10,000 labels of every bottle from 3 years ago that we ordered because we were getting on top of it. But yeah, we never got around to launching it because we thought, what are we bringing to the table?
Why?
Just because we say it's graphene doesn't mean jack. And you know, in this industry, we are so afraid of having things be called snake oil that we're like, we just don't do it if we can't look at my mother-in-law in the eye and go, what'd you think?
Yeah.
She's got to be able to say, I really thought that that was a difference. But those are untouched pictures taken by the racer who he and his two sons have those bikes.
That's pretty cool. Yep.
And he sent me that picture. And I go, that's bullshit, Chris. You did something. I swear to God, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's same funny. Bikes, same track, same everything. And that was the difference. And we thought,
I mean, there's certainly a market for the off-road enthusiast. You know, there's right? some of our other favorite brands have an off-road line and, you know, it really targets kind of the, you know, the side-by-sides, the quads, the dirt bikes, that sort of thing. And, you know, because I see a lot of people at the Pay and Spray, you know, they pull their truck with their trailer in, they have the trailer in there, they just wash them right on the trailer and just drive out. They don't even like foam them. They don't protect them. They don't do squat with them. And I'm just like, and most of the time, those are the most neglected pieces of equipment because,
you know,
you're going to have your fun. You're putting it in your shed. You're putting it in your Quonset, whatever.
Yep.
And you just take it out and that's it. But I think if they are aware of these products that are, you know, yes, it works on vehicles too,
helps
but
also process,
with their
right?
toys, it'll help you out. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was part of it though, is we don't even know. Everyone's like, how long does it last? What does it do? We're like, yep, no idea. I mean, we haven't had it long enough. And that's just being transparent. So we sent some to Eddie, for example. And he's like, I thought it was going to suck. And I used it. I really liked it. And I'm like, thanks, buddy. But it's kind of like, right. when they shipped the first Macintoshes, they thought it'd be for accountants, you know, and everyone would be using it. And they're like, nobody likes it except for the artist. And we just thought, let's freestyle and launch it and see if it finds its way somewhere.
So the G Series, each product has graphene in it. Is that the?
That is it. Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
And graphene, but it's got a lot of other things in there. And usually most of the stuff we start with is a foundation of a conditioner that we like that just doesn't, it's not harsh. It doesn't take away stuff. And then we start adding things to it and seeing what happens and what doesn't. And that's mainly why we have so many products that never see the light of day, is I never know when to stop. It's like, let's do a little of this and let's do a little of that. And, you know, sometimes they hit. So
what about Grime Wave? That's in G Series, right? It seems like a straight cleaner. How can it have graphene in it?
No.
There's a couple exceptions.
We have one called Chronic Cleanse, and we have the Grime Wave, which has no graphene.
Yeah,
right. But to call it no G Series didn't make sense. Yeah. We just added it.
I see.
Very nice.
I like it. Yeah. But like I showed in my video, where like the coatings, you lay down your foundational layer of protection, you then have designated cleaner for that protection. Like it cleans the mess out of those coatings in my video. It was unbelievable. I think all the comments were impressed, that kind of deal. So that's kind of how you just put them in the line. These are the cleaners for the G-Series line. Help you out a little bit.
Are you guys planning a gallon size for Grime Wave?
Oh, good question.
We are. And, you know, it's funny because as hard as we try, we're not marketers here. We suck at it. I mean, I take that back. McKenna's awesome at it. But
Shout out to McKenna.
We were not marketers until she came along and knew what she was, you know, she knows what she's doing, but we're innovators. We like to make stuff. We like to build things. And then if anyone buys it, we're excited. We're like, oh shit, that was awesome. Did you see someone bought that? So, you know, a lot of people look at the lithium brand and sometimes go, oh, you know, that's not a pro grade brand, or that's not this, or it's not that. And you're like, no, it's all of those things. It's just, it came from a different place. You know, it came from a love that I have of mixing products and turning cars to look pretty. And it's been a love affair I've had my entire life since I was 16. So it started at a different sort of place. And so the gallons and stuff are all coming. They just add a layer of complexity to the business Mm-hmm. And we decided that this was not a business. Well, it's about money because you have to, money is business, but yeah. It was more about, let's go out and write the songs we like, go play at some bar. And if someone likes it, fantastic, but we're not going to chase a big record deal. You know what I mean? But so I guess that was kind of kumbaya-ish, but you get the idea. We did that out of a love instead of a let's put together a marketing plan.
Anyone I know that's been a skeptic of lithium, myself included, the moment we use it, it's
dang.
I get it. I'm picking up what Bill is putting down. That's what's going on.
I smell what Bill's stepping in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what we like.
Oh, there we go. Swamp talk right there.
Swamp talk for you. But Bill, everybody's talking about the lithium brushes in the chat. They're all fired up. Some people interested in them. Breakdown. What's going on with y'all's brushes? Something special about them?
Pull them up.
Yeah, there's something very special about them in the sense that I'm kind of weird about the things that touch paint.
Yeah.
So we spent a lot of time. We just didn't go to China and rebrand brushes.
From
my history of making products, I used to have a company that made hunting clothing, and every zipper tab you put on had something we called Griptonite on it. So when you had gloves on,
brushes,
That sounds like a guy that Jamie wrestled, and that was his.
Yeah, the Griptonite to the ring,
like
300 pounds.
Of Griptonite. Oh man!
So it's funny because all the brushes I ever use, once in the business we're in, everything gets wet and slippery, and so these brushes have been dipped in the same thing we used to put our zipper poles in.
Oh wow!
And
got
so
it.
They get sticky as they get wet, and so we call them Griptonite. And then we went around and we probably have every bristle supplier on the planet has our calls blocked because we're questioning, you know, okay, if we go with your synthetic bristles, what happens here? If we do this, what happens there? And if you could send us some samples and we could test it, you know, and they're like, how many are you going to buy? I don't know. We don't know if they're going to sell, but they've been a long time coming, and it took a long time to develop them. And so
this is awesome.
When you use them, you'll know they're different, right? When you pull them.
They are great brushes, Bill, but I do have a question about the brush. And I know this isn't the Keep It Real podcast, but I'm going to ask the question.
Metal casing?
Metal around it.
I knew that was coming.
What was the thought behind using the metal? Because I was cleaning some door jams with them, and I was like, clickety clank, 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 clank. You know, I didn't really care because it was a door jam, but I can't be the only one who has a concern about metal near the paint. So
yeah.
Right. What's the thought process behind
good question.
That?
It's a great question, and it was the only way we could stop the damn bristles from shedding so much. We did the plastic, and there was hair everywhere on the interiors and and I'm like, but it's got to be soft. And then I had some detailing guys that were using them going, okay, yeah, possibly, yes, maybe I'm going to do that. I might clank it against something. He goes, but I can clank the plastic too. And I'm like, I don't know. And so we debated about it. And then we thought, well, let's do with what's going to work the best to keep the brush together.
They're great brushes. Don't get me wrong. Like I was being careless with it just to see what would happen. So obviously if you're using common sense, you're not going to do that too.
Right.
The surface
know,
of your
I vehicle. Know what we can do, JB. We like a little arts and crafts action around here. I think
uh-oh,
we take
we sure do.
We tape off that metal casing, and we go to the hardware store. We buy us a can of Flex Seal.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
ooh, that's a lot of damage.
All right. Yeah, we rubberize that bad boy.
that's funny, Jamie, because we actually tried some Plasti Dip on them to dip them in
it.
Oh,
very nice. Uh-huh.
No, it didn't work. It didn't stick. It just would peel off like skin. Yeah.
You almost need like a 1-inch heat shrink tube, but again, I don't know if
that's
that
a great idea.
Well, either, yeah.
But don't let it stop you from purchasing them because
absolutely
they're very good brushes.
Yeah, I'm gonna fix them
again.
Out,
just be smart about it. You know, when you're using them, and that's all we can ask for.
All right, well, I'm gonna have to try. Yeah, the only thing about heat shrink, you might catch a bristle or two.
You can melt some of those.
They look real good. I'm glad to hear. You know, you. Made in America with your what was that called? Grip-a-tastic.
Griptonite. How did you forget already? You already slammed that guy down.
He's been chasing turkeys for a few hours.
Yeah.
He's a little tired.
Yeah, that's a cup of coffee, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's fantastic, though. Yeah, I'm going to check out them brushes. I didn't know nothing about no grip tonight. That's awesome.
We'll send you some, Jamie. I think you'll like them.
They're heck pretty cool. Yeah. I'll put them to the test. I'll drop an elbow on them or two. That kind of deal. Send them through the arts and crafts, see what I can do with them. But what else we got in the G-Series we hadn't talked about yet? We've heard about Avalanche. Mm-hmm. The Grime Wave, good stuff. What's coming? Is more stuff coming out, or is it all out now? What's the plan for G Series?
We're launching every 2 weeks. We're launching
every 2 weeks. Okay.
Out there. Yeah. Nice. So I'm not sure what McKenna had planned for the next one coming out. I think it is the
website shows Slick Suds. Maybe.
I think that was right. JB, I'm not that bright. I missed
that. That seems to be the next teaser on the. I check your website like every day.
I was gonna say it had a Canadian Wi-Fi.
Yes, yeah, blurred. Yep. Years,
so,
I think it's because it's not released yet.
McKenna, drop the Slick Suds, you know, or whoever runs runs the website, drop the Slick Suds right now, so everybody can get them a bottle. We're ready. Why is there a sprayer on it, Bill? Isn't this a soap? What's going on here with this picture?
That's a funny story. Yes, it is a soap, and it shouldn't have a sprayer on it. And we just changed the slide of this.
But to add on, to keep it real, Bill ordered 14.8 billion sprayers.
He's got to stick a sprayer on
it. He's got to put them somewhere. He's got to use them so he can get better ones.
Every bottle of soap is going to have 9 sprayers with it. That's probably what's going to happen.
It's funny because that is a computer-generated image, and the graphic artist who did it had no clue. You
know, that's
put
funny.
It together, and then it got put up on the website. And I sent a text, ironically enough, to McKenna last night, going, "Did you notice something?" And so we took it down on the slider, and then forgot it on the page.
And I did also notice another thing. I'll pull it up here real quick. I mean, obviously not.
Alex, you did not. There's nothing wrong. Alex,
this is the live This is quality.
Where
control
was it?
Here. Quality control with the cleaner.
We're gonna guess. GEUSS.
That sounds Canadian to me. I don't know. I might be specialized for your market. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's how off-roaders spell right there.
That's funny. I don't. It's so funny because I don't care how many times we look at something. How many times we do it, we never know the problem until we actually publish it. And then we're like, I see it now. I read that 13 times.
That shows the human quality in the company. Like,
definitely. Keith
pulled up this comment, and I brought this up to McKenna. I said, McKenna, maybe I'm stupid, but Innerspace says it's exterior on the label. So I was
but the funny thing is, too, like, you know, it's kind of like with, you know, YouTube and other social media platforms, whether it's a like, a dislike, if it's a comment online, it's still engagement, you know, it's still growing the brand. It's still being talked about, whether it's, you know, it's not even really negative. It's just like, hey, you know, cause we've seen other companies with their labels that have been mass produced and there's been spelling errors and people talk about it, but again, it's still engagement. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's funny because once you make one label, you have a template and you run everything down.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all proofread it. None of us caught it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It happens.
And people are actually sending it back and calling us going, I'm not spraying this in here. If this is for exterior, this is a $100,000 cognac. Yeah, we get it. So we're getting them reprinted and we had all kinds of problems. And, you know, my wife just laughs at me as she reads. She'll proofread stuff for me too. And I look at her and go, anyone can write well. Try doing it crappy and still selling something. We do that.
you got Joel detailing all confused over there. So this is a good, well, after what D-Ray got to say.
But I mean, those are the same guys that say, well, I won't spray that on the $100,000 car. But then they'll open their trunk and they'll have a oval-shaped wooden handle duster.
And they'll wipe it down.
I only trust the California duster on the paint.
I just gave one of my clients a whole pack of nice microfiber and some of that that clean maker spray. You know what I'm saying? Helping him out some. He had a big old duster right by his first place car show trophy. I'm like, you
really
can't
gives California
be doing this.
Bad name. I don't know if everyone in California using this duster. It's not me though.
The big car show, our car club hosts. There's over 600 cars that show up. And I always take the trophy for best paint, and it's really easy to judge because anything with swirls is immediately out. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it's, and if there's a duster, they're banned. So
the tornado red looks great with no swirls.
It does. Bill, help the people out. Go ahead, break down Innerspace. What exactly is it? What's it for? And what was it designed to be used for?
So Innerspace is just our answer to shiny interiors. We hate anything shiny on the interior of a car. We want it to look like it did when you're sitting in it in the showroom going, where's your sales manager? And yeah, that's
where do I sign?
It's yeah, it's really a conditioner more than it is anything else. So it conditions and then it flashes quickly and it leaves almost, it's funny because when you're done with it, unless you do a 50-50 sort of deal, and we do it all the time,
you really can't see the change. Tell
where you were at.
Yeah.
You look at it and go, did it do anything? But when you actually peel back the tape, you're like, holy crap, it really did. But that wasn't what it was designed for in the first place. It was designed to condition the surfaces so they don't get UV damage. They don't get, you know, all the problems that happen to, you know, door panels where the windows roll up, all these different things. Yeah. And so that's pretty much.
It's like a perfect OEM finish on, on Innerspace.
Innerspace is real nice. Yeah, I used it as a conditioner one time. The glove box, when y'all did the takeover glove box, I got the box. I was like, ooh, lithium products. This is fun. And then I had a disaster detail come in. I'm like, I bet no one's ever used lithium in a disaster detail. And I'm talking about where rats were still coming out of this truck. It was it was nasty. It was like green carpet. And let me tell you, though, HyperCleanse, I think Slather and Innerspace were like my three cleaners. And it cleaned it right up. The carpet did great work on the carpet. HyperCleanse cleaned all the plastics, and then Innerspace was my dressing, and it looked real nice. Smelled fresh, good stuff.
HyperCleanse has been a godsend with having an elderly dog in the house. Let me just say that much.
Oh yeah,
there's nothing that HyperCleanse will like. I use HyperCleanse on a car, I think twice. The rest of the time is in the house right now. Like it's great stuff.
God bless you, JD, because I swear I carry it in my purse if I had one, because I'm spraying stuff.
I might need to make a little bottle of it just to take on the go.
How old is your dog? Because I have a 13-year-old lab who decided it's better to go on the carpet because it's not cold out there.
Yeah.
Than it is to go outside anymore.
Right here is a good place.
I have a boxer lab who he'll be 12 next month.
Nice.
Mine just turned 13. Yeah. And he's here right now because he cannot stay home alone because he's like, this is so much more comfortable than the grass.
Yeah.
Really?
I get it. Mine wants to be in the room with me, but like, I know he'll be interrupting. So he sits outside the door of any time I'm on a podcast. So
funny. Yeah. Very cute. That's funny. Joel says, thank you for the clarification. I think Dewar, we can go ahead. It looks like we got us some good questions rolling in. So
And again, I have it on the ticker. I added the comment for anyone joining just late. If you order anything on the Lithium site, you're going to be getting some grime.
Big discount.
And don't be afraid if you don't see it on your shipping label. I think that was an issue last time, and McKenna clarified that it's in the order. It doesn't show up on the receipt.
Right.
Nice.
So we had Eileen. How do I get a gallon of HyperCleanse?
That's what we want to know, Bill. We need some gallons in our life.
Yes. So we have HyperCleanse in gallons right now. We have Ignite, and we sell Double Tap. All three of those come in gallons.
Okay.
And all of the G series will start coming in gallons as soon as we get the labeling and everything right. This time we're going to see if we want to purposely misspell a word or do it by accident.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Easter eggs,
So
our good friend Stephanie Markey, what non-soap product would you guys recommend the most to try out? Very good question.
Let's start with Beal and go around the horn. What's your non-soap product?
You know what? If you're trying stuff out, I honestly, HyperCleanse is just, for me, it just fits the bill. And it cleans leather so well. It just does so many different things that, every time I just want to hug it, I'm just like,
it's a good shoe cleaner if you want to keep your shoes clean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's an amazing all around cleaner. It's some good
stuff. Absolutely. I think I'm going to have to get a gallon of it. Like there's no ands or buts about that. Yeah.
It's good to keep around. Like if I'm like going to do something for my personal vehicles, I'm reaching for a lithium, like no prop. That's the good stuff. Yep. It has its own special place in the cabinet, busting out the Double Tap to have a good time. Man,
that's why I redid everything brand instead of by purpose, because I didn't want to, you know, forget about something like, I've got that. So I see my lithium and I grab it all the time now when I'm working on my own stuff. Yep.
Mine was trim cubes, by the way, the non-soap product.
I'm going to go home tonight and tell the kids they're going to college.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Yes.
Uncle Jamie says he likes the Hyper Cleanse. We're going to go. It's good stuff.
Good stuff. I love a good drying aid. And when that drying aid can make me go, holy shit, that's slick. Mm-hmm. I know I'm onto something, and Ignite is a really good drying aid. I said yesterday it smelled like horchata. Nobody knew what the hell horchata was.
Even I know what horchata is.
See? So,
it's delicious.
It looks so like good. Horchata, too.
That's it does. So that, and that's what's confusing is, like, do I take a sip? Do I not? It's, don't take a sip. But that's right. That's some good stuff. I would get some Ignite.
Yep.
They were...
I've only experience with Double Tap, but I mean, outside of that, I think the Trim Cubes, though, you know, that's, I'm going to be knocking that out on the TIG one here pretty soon, I think.
Mm-hmm. So we got to get some Canadian lithium up there to Dewar so he can have a good time with
it.
We'll make that happen. Good stuff. So what's so special about Ignite? What makes it just a specialized drying aid?
Well, it has active amino polymers in it that just add a great deal of lubrication, but they'll also cure on the surface as when you're done. So it just leaves it. It makes it very, very slippery. And it's funny because we have a detailer that we work with pretty closely, and he's in North Carolina. And he said, you know, my Trans Am that I've been working on, he goes, it broke down and they were pushing it into the garage, and they called up. They called him up and said, we can't get it into the garage. It's too slippery to push. And so they pulled it in with another car. And then they called him and said, what the hell did you put on that thing? We couldn't get a grip on it. And I'm like, no, they didn't really say that. And he goes, no, seriously. They called me and said that. He goes, I use it every week, but
I don't know how to explain it, but like when I sprayed it and put it on, it was almost like I felt like I almost sprayed like an oil-based product. Like that's how slick it was. And I was like, is this gonna streak? Not at all.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Not at all.
It's kind of like the redheaded stepchild of the products. I every time I use it, I fall in love with it again. But then you forget about it because it's just there. And you're always working on something new. And then I go out and I'd use it. And I'm like, come here. And I put that and Hyper Cleanse together and I just hold them. It's pretty
cool. That's funny.
Kimberly MC was asking about Grime Wave on the carpeted fender wells.
So the ones I did were not carpeted, but I believe in Eddie's video, he used it touchless in carpet and it worked just as well.
Yeah. Cause I know I've heard, you guys were chatting with him earlier. Ivan was saying to kind of dry brush the carpeted fender liners first.
You want to make mud.
Cause I mean, like, you know, I just did a wash today and, you know, you're just hanging out there. I could have a coffee just spraying the fender well.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. Yeah. But David was saying the turbo nozzle, it seemed the turbo nozzle kind of kickstart back into popularity.
Yeah. It's like people just discovered it again. Because even of these, though it's like the thing on social media,
it came with your pressure washer and people throw it out. But I'm not a fan of if it's a carpet or what kind of material it is, but,
I think just my rear ones are carpeted on my car. Yeah. I only have to deal with it 50% of them.
Yeah.
So.
I think we touched on this a little bit, but we'll touch on it again for Eileen. How far do the cubes go? Like how many Jeeps can you do with that one kit? I think depending on the trim of Jeep you have, if you have a lot of plastic, then.
Yeah. I don't know that I would use Jeep plurally because if you have the Wrangler trim package,
that's a lot of plastic.
Yep. But I have done an entire Jeep with one set, but it was to prove a point. So I was being very stingy.
Got it. So two would be safe.
Yeah.
All right. It's a great time. 25% off this weekend.
Heck, a lot of stuff.
It's a good time to stock up.
That's a great deal on trim cubes. I'm telling you, this stuff should be double the price. It's that.
So yeah, maybe our kids aren't going to school.
Stephanie Markey, Lithium, what's the difference between trim sauce and trim cubes?
Well, the trim serum has chemicals in it that they put into plastic when they're molding it.
So
it replaces those as you put them in, but it has no curing quality. So there's no chemical reaction going on. So it makes them healthy, but it's like putting lotion on your skin. You have to reapply it on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And so that's the difference. Is this sort of it works extremely well, but it lasts 3 months tops. And that's where we are like, okay, yeah, there's nothing that we've ever used that does that as well as what it does, but we needed something that would last indefinitely. And mm-hmm. so there's mm-hmm. just different times and places for both of them. And mm-hmm. you can almost, I've had people who have really bad Jeeps and stuff like that. They'll yeah. use trim serum for 3 or 4 applications, let it soak into the plastic. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, they'll clean it all out and put on trim cubes because sure. they like the deepness and the
there's the always going to be the people who like to torture themselves and create oh, yeah. more work for themselves. Oh, yeah. So that's what trim serum's for. But if you want to have an easy life, go ahead and get the cube, especially at 25% off.
That's right. And Westcat, was just like kind of tying into trim cubes. Any other prep than the prep spray after a wash?
Or no.
Is the prep spray good enough?
The prep spray is good enough. And I shouldn't say this in public, but we usually, every time we test something, we never prep spray it because we want to see what the results are mm-hmm. under right. a number of different conditions.
You want, in and case someone like Eddie comes along who doesn't read directions.
That's right.
Yeah. You want to see how it works.
And you know, I know something. If you come to Salt Lake and you go to the wrecking yard here, you're going to go there and tour the place, and every bumper in the entire wrecking yard
is like brand new. Nice.
That's amazing.
Nice. Keith Firebird, why do labels have a different color from the actual products?
He ordered $1.4 million labels.
Yeah, and that's right.
He needs to get through them.
Yeah. Keith, I'm not sure if you're meaning that the products and the label should match inside, or if the I'm not sure what the question means.
The way I took it, because I've also had a similar question, is like I don't think I've seen a single person online review Double Tap with a new label bottle. It's the yellow yep. with the foil.
I just have the yellow. I see the yellow.
So maybe that's too.
No, you guys hit on it. We have 32 million.
Exactly. You got to get through it. It doesn't change the product.
Yeah.
Look, everybody and, you know, go buy cool. a bottle.
Yeah. We honestly hate, we hate wasting stuff in this.
Bill,
sense
we're going to try to get you through those labels this year. So we got to get five. You can start fresh.
Yeah. We can get right. Bill through these labels and sprayers. Yeah. I mean, Lithia will be a whole new brand. Oh, it'll be a whole relaunch. It'd be good stuff. Yeah, it'll stop complaining. It'll be awesome.
The kids will be doing multiple college programs at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have a couple, kind of a twofer from Becca. The water spot remover works on chrome plastic, and then they were also, I think someone, yeah. So yeah, sorry, it was the same question. So water spot remover, chrome plastic, good to go.
How would you anywhere you have calcium buildup, it will work. Okay. And the place it works the very best is on my basement door where the sprinklers douse it every week.
Nice.
And I go down there and that's my testing grounds, and it takes it off the door paint. It takes it off the stainless steel. It takes it off the glass, and it does it amazingly well. And
nice. So, in relation to that question, Keith has a question here that maybe it's a new product for the G series line.
Yeah, that's
maybe,
what
maybe
that's,
you need a water spot remover in there,
but that's what needs to be blurred out on the site.
Spot remover.
That seems kind of personal, Keith. I don't know.
That's for the after hours.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd want one of those. All right.
This is the is Avalanche okay to use on glass? Glass mentioned in the I didn't see glass mentioned in the description.
So I've put it on glass.
Yep.
And it's not worth the ride. I mean, it takes you so long to get it off and make it streak free. I was like,
so not even
if it made it. Yeah. Even if it made it so nothing ever stuck, I don't know that I'd go through that pain again. So you know what is the best glass cleaner I've ever used though is Ignite.
And
honestly, if you spray that on it, yeah, it comes off and you can't make it streak. I don't care.
Yeah. You can't
how much you try. Mm-hmm. And once again, back to my old dog who likes to push his nose against the back door to see if anyone's home. All I do is go out there and just pick it off.
I always have concerns with some drying aids, especially like, let's say on my windshield. Like, is it going to – because I've had streaks because a product didn't play nice with the coating that's on the windshield. Mm-hmm. But Ignite does not do that. It just, like you said, flashes right off.
Yeah.
Definitely. And so our last question here before we wrap up, any plans for rinseless wash from T-Bone Todd?
So we have one coming out in the G series. It's called H2NO.
Ooh,
and okay. We struggle with rinseless washes, but once again, this was made more for boats with a water spot problem, but they wanted to shine it. Mm-hmm. And so when we launch it, we'll see how it goes. You get a lot of flack, as you guys know, for doing rinseless washes, because everyone's mm-hmm. like, you clowns, you can't be you double bucket method and you're gonna ruin
scratching your paint. It. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Joey knows.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That's all I hear, Bill.
Yeah. And so the funny thing is though, is we probably have 10 car hoods here in our place. Mm-hmm. And we literally spray this stuff on and we test it. We're like, is it right or is it wrong? And they're black hoods and we're wearing headlamps and we've got hazmat suits on. We're nice. Trying everything, lighting candles to see. if you build a waterless wash first, I mean, well, and the person using it uses common sense and doesn't spray it over mud and then expect just to scrape them off.
Yeah.
You're in pretty darn good shape because it will lift that dirt off. And mm-hmm. if you're smart about it, mm-hmm. even when we're trying not to be smart, we're putting it in the worst conditions. We can't go back and see that there's any damage to the paint. And so are there times when you wouldn't use it? Most mm-hmm. certainly. But there's times when you wouldn't use maple syrup too. Use your brain.
Hey, you know, leave that out of there.
There's never a time when you wouldn't use maple syrup. But you get what I'm saying.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, well, that's all we got for questions.
That's all we got for the Q&A.
Yep, hey, this could have gone on for many more minutes and hours, but Bill,
you don't know, really you got about, on, yep, you got about 1 minute to replace an order, get that free bottle of Grime Wave.
Yep, definitely. And if you do miss it. That, you can still get 25% off on their site. Is that all weekend, Bill? Is that
that's all weekend?
That? Okay, perfect. All awesome. Weekend. So what's get Friday? Your today's Friday, so get so comfy.
You got Saturday, you got Sunday. Yep. Get that order in.
That's right.
Tell them the cleaner sent you.
And, that's right.
Hey, guys. I'm just so grateful to be able to come on this cast with you guys. It's so much fun.
Oh, this was awesome. This was a blast.
And speaking of grateful, we got $5. Hey!
Super chat train at the end coming through, saving the day.
Thank goodness. That's like one of the only ones where we didn't have one, so we appreciate that. Absolutely not necessary, but we certainly appreciate it.
Now, everybody's getting a free bottle of Grime Wave. We didn't do a real giveaway this episode. Mm-hmm. Should we give away a bottle of Avalanche real quick, Bill? What you think?
Yeah. I do have the perfect question, too.
He's got the question. Let's do it.
With these questions. So I'm not even going to type it out because too many people get picky. So we're going to go lower 48 in this one, I believe.
Okay.
First one that I see in the chat that's correct. So the question is what candy wrapper did Bill wrap his trim cube in in an emergency situation?
What did he say he wrapped it in? Who
was paying attention?
I might have to go get some after this podcast, though.
Oh, my. Here we go.
And I was thinking of
here we go. Brandon Nixon.
I can't see it.
Brandon Nixon.
He wasn't sure, so.
Just kidding. He just won a box of ding-dongs. We're sending this to him.
We're sending you some ding-dongs. There you go.
I wouldn't even be mad.
Yeah, DM me at Jamie the Cleaner or the Cleaner Jamie at Gmail, and I'll get your information over to Bill here or McKenna actually, and we'll get that to you.
Bill doesn't want that.
Suds. I have a problem saying that for some reason, but excellent. We'll get that to you. And Bill, fantastic.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you having you on.
Yeah, we'll appreciate you guys. I just love hanging out with you. So,
yep.
I call you just out of the blue. Take my call. I just want to talk.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You got
that's
it.
Right. The plugs at Lithium Auto Elixirs. You see McKenna in the chat. Just go follow him there on Instagram. Same stuff all around. Y'all have a YouTube channel? Y'all need to start a YouTube channel.
We have one. Yep.
It's a little painful, but it's there.
We need more videos, Bill. We need to see Bill doing some stuff, experiments, that kind of deal. That'd be fun.
That's right. We need these we need these dirt bike adventures. We need these junkyard adventures. That would be fun. We need all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, junkyard adventures, Alex. I like that.
That's right.
I like it.
That's right.
I think I've been banned, but I've tried to find a new junkyard.
Nice. There you go.
Going up with a backpack full of trim cubes, walking in the
junkyard. Don't mind me. I'm not taking parts. I'm bringing stuff in. Don't worry.
Yeah, there you go, everybody. Go save some change. We'll catch Bill in the future. Thanks, everybody, for coming on, and we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
was the power hour there.
That was
a great one.
That was.
I think we're still live.
That was fun, you guys.
Oh, we are still live. Hey, everybody.
Hello. I'll hit and.
I think my.